I'm Patrick Brannon. I'm a research assistant for the Virginia Museum of Natural History, and we're taking vegetation sampling for different grids where we've been doing mouse trapping.
I'm Greta Roberts. I'm a lab technician with the Virginia Museum of Natural History, and like you said, we're out here surveying vegetation where we did mammalogy trapping.
And first thing is to measure the distance to the closest woody vegetation that has a diameter or a cover of at least a quarter of a meter square. So, using my sophisticated measuring device, okay, 36 decimeters.
And when he calls out the measurements, I fill out the worksheet that starts out with the island, the transect, and the grid, and the station, then the date, then you get start doing your measurements.
Well, there's more measurements to take for the vegetation, woody vegetation, if it's within 2 meters, but this one is not, so we're going to proceed with the rest of the stuff. Tallest vegetation within 2 meters. Be 10 decimeters. Average. About 5.
Okay. Explain how you do the
area. Then we have to give the
herbaceous area within 2 meters squared.
Yeah, the square meter coverage. And the way I've been estimating that is doing like a two 1 meter square blocks radiating in different directions. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So for a maximum of 16 square meters, a meter square. So here it would be 16 because there's complete herbaceous coverage within 2 meters.
Then we fill in the note on the woody contacts of what kind of vegetation it is, and also we fill in the names of the herbaceous vegetation.
So here we have Spartina, and I forget which species it is. But anyway, the genus Spartina and Juncus. And I don't see anything else right now within the 2 meter area. Okay, next we take three points, and we have 16 rods, 4 by 4, divided into sections, 0 to 20, 20 to 40, 40 to 60, and 60 to 80. And the idea is to have three random points, so I usually try to arbitrarily pick up the first point and then do an equilateral triangle from the first one. So somewhere around in there is pretty good. And then I count the number of rods that is touching some sort of vegetation for each section. So counting up from 0 to 20 and so forth, if I can see it, I'm going to estimate 16 just because it's entirely down in the vegetation. So 16 0, 0 for the first point. And get it down in there. And it falls apart. I've got some spares I can repair with in a minute. Pretty good. Okay, so 16
500.
Sip on a trampling where I need to sample. Sixteen. Twelve-zero.
When I get all the numbers for the sample points, then I calculate the total to get the total herb contact.
And if that shrub had been within the 2 meters, then we measure the number of woody contacts, or number of times that this touches a branch as we spin it around at different heights, at 40, 80, 120, 160, and 200. So just for an example, and I'll just leave it there. This is at 80 centimeters. So rotating it all the way around, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 8 at that height. And then we continue for the other heights. And that concludes our example of how you measure vegetation at each station.
Okay, to give an explanation of the sheet that we record the information on, it starts out and you have the heading of Habitat Vegetation Survey. You have to give the island and the transect grid, the station. Each one of these is the row and column that it's in on the database, and you fill in each blank. You have to give the date in digits 7-17-00 is today's date. You give the nearest shrub with the canopy within 0.25 meters. From your stake, and give the measurements in decimeters, the average height of that shrub, and the shrub area, the average height in decimeters and the shrub area within meter squared. Under the notes section, you would write the species of the plant that you would find, the woody plant that you would find, any woody plants that you would find. Going down the list, you have the tallest vegetation within 2 meters measured in decimeters, the average herbaceous height within 2 meters measured in decimeters, and the herbaceous area measured within 2 meters measured in meters squared. Each one of these blanks has to have a digit in it, whether it's 0 or 9 or whatever. Also, you have a notes section here for herbaceous information, what species of herbaceous vegetation you would find. And this is where you do the sample points. We only do 3 for these grids, 0 to 20 centimeters, 20 to 40 centimeters, 40 to 60, and 60 to 80 centimeters. Write your digits down for the heights and how many rods are touching in each area. If you have 16 rods, then you would write 16 here. If you have 0 rods touching, then you would have 0. Here you calculate the total of the herbaceous contacts from the sample points. We would take 3. If this were 16, 16, and 16, your total would be 48. Then in the next space, you write the number of sample points, which I already said we only do 3 for each grid. That goes in line 40. Then you do the woody contacts at 40 centimeters, at 80 centimeters, 120, 160, and 200 centimeters. The last line is left for animal species and the sex for the codes, but we're not doing that today, so that's left blank.
And then likewise, these numbers at the top here, we have codes for each grid and for each island.
also. It's just not filled in right here.
And that's how you fill out the worksheet for habitat vegetation surveys.